Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, April 21st. Happy Easter Monday. I'm so excited to read God's Word with you. I'm so grateful for each of you that I was able to see yesterday at services. And if we don't go to church together, I hope that you had a wonderful Resurrection Day. Our first passage is Isaiah chapter 52, verses 7 through 10. I know you're reading in the Message paraphrase this week. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of the messenger bringing good news, breaking the news that all's well, proclaiming good news, announcing salvation, telling Zion, your God reigns. Voices, listen, your shouts are shouting, thunderclapping, shouting in joyful unison. They see with their own eyes God coming back to Zion. Break into song. Boom it out. Ruins of Jerusalem. God has comforted his people. He's redeeming Jerusalem. God has rolled up his sleeves. All the nations can see his holy, muscled arm. Everyone from one end of the earth to the other sees him at work, doing his salvation work. Our second passage is from Mark chapter 6, verses 30 through 44. This is Jesus feeding the 5,000. The apostles then rendezvoused with Jesus and reported on all they had done and taught. Jesus said, "Come off by yourselves, let's take a break and get a little rest." For there was constant coming and going. They didn't even have time to eat, so they got into the boat and went off to a remote place by themselves. Someone saw them going and the word got out. From the surrounding towns, people went out on foot, running, and got there ahead of them. When Jesus arrived, there was a huge crowd. At the sight of them, his heart broke. Like sheep with no shepherd, they were. He went right to work, teaching them. When his disciples thought this had gone on long enough, it was now quite late in the day, they interrupted. We are a long way out in the country, and it's very late. Pronounce a benediction and send these folks off so they can get some supper. Jesus said, "You do it. Fix supper for them." They replied, "You expect us to go buy food for 1,000 or 2? He said, "How many loaves of bread do you have? Take an inventory." They came back, 5 plus 2 fish. Jesus got them all to sit down in groups of 50 or 100. He took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, lifted his face to heaven in prayer, blessed, broke, and gave the bread to the disciples, and the disciples gave it to the people. He did this with the fish as well. They all ate their fill. The disciples gathered 12 baskets of leftovers. More than 5,000 were fed. Before we move on, I just want to comment about this passage. First, I loved reading it in the Message paraphrase when Jesus tells the disciples, "Fix them supper." The disciples aren't thinking in grand terms like Jesus, the Lord of the universe. But Jesus is teaching them a little thing about multiplication, but also about compassion. Didn't you see where Jesus was so compassionate and had mercy on the people? They needed a break, but the people followed him. They were desperate for a word from Jesus. And then also delegation. Hey, disciples, how many loaves, how many fish? Can you imagine when the disciples came back and they said, "Well, we have 5 loaves and 2 fish. What are we going to do with all that?" And Jesus held it up, and he gave thanks over what had been given, and then it was multiplied. It was more than enough. There were so many basketfuls filled at the end. It's just a really, really neat story reminding us of the power and the provision of our Lord. Our proverb today is Proverbs chapter 21, verse 3. Clean living before God and justice with our neighbors mean far more to God than religious performance. Let me read that for you one more time. Clean living before God and justice with our neighbors mean far more to God than religious performance. Now, one of the men in the New Testament will ask Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" And we know the answer to that, don't we? Everyone is our neighbor. But we have to start somewhere. So I want to encourage you this week somehow to be a friend or someone that a neighbor that lives near you would say, "I'm so glad that they live in my neighborhood." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. It is Missions Monday, but we don't have a mission partner we're highlighting because yesterday was Easter. But I would like for us to pray for St. Peter's Anglican and also for Hope Community, our partners with whom we shared our sunrise service yesterday. It was a beautiful day together. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for the hope of resurrection that we have in Jesus Christ our Lord. We thank you that you are the Alpha and the Omega, that your provision never ends for us. We thank you, Lord, for your generosity and your compassion for us. We pray, Lord, thanking you that you are a God who does not give up on us and one that brings good news of your reign, that it is forever and eternal. We pray for Hope Community Church today and also for St. Peter's. We ask your blessings upon their congregations. We pray that your word would go forward in all of our lives. Bless those among us who are sick and hurting today, who need an extra special touch from you, a palpable reminder of your presence in the midst of pain. Be with those on our prayer list, starting with our family, our friends, our church, our community, those with whom we grew up. We pray for our state, our nation, and our world. Open our lips today so that we might sing your praise. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.